Max was
there. The first time comer, so I'm a little bit shy also. My name is Maxim. It's a Russian name, but you can call me Max. I've been using TPL for a long time, like maybe 20 years. But there is a little problem with TPL, which is missing repository. So PTPR stays for public TPL package repository. So let's see. There is no need to fear. PTPR is here. So let's go. P stays for public. When I say public, what I mean? I mean it's open to everyone. Before me, I think it was ActiveState who did TCAP, TPOD repositories, but it was closed. You had to buy a license to install your repository, to publish your packages, and this and that. As far as I know, there is also Gutter. Yes, it's kind of list. There is also list in the wiki, like packages existing for TCAP, but all of them have problems. For example, Gutter got packages like really old, links for websites which is not working anymore. It's only links, it's not packages actually. So it cannot be considered as a repository, just a simple list. My objective is create a repository actually for packages. It must be, these packages must be pre-compiled for every operating system, for Mac, for Linux, I don't know, HP, whatever it is. It must be easy to use, not like I don't need to learn C or C++ or whatever other language to use this package. I just want, I mean, I know how to use TCAP, but I don't know how to use C. I'm a C# programmer. So I want to download package and use it in my simple software. Okay? So right now I'm hosting this repository on my server. This web page. What's under the hood? I'm using custom-made Docker images for Navi server. I created my own because I know Gustav did a great job. He also got Docker Hub with Navi server images, but I didn't see it because there is no information. There is no central place where you can find this information. So I've created my own if you want to check it. I'm using great Navi server. I'm not using OpenX. It's completely like handmade code that I've created using also Next scripting framework from Gustav, right? For database, I'm not using SQLite. I've tried in the beginning, but I'm more like heavy lifting. I think SQLite is not good enough for what I'm doing, so I'm using Postgres. It's integrated really well with Navi server, with Docker containers. It's scalable. In the front end, I'm using Bootstrap. Bootstrap, so here we go. This is the main screen. Here we have, when you go to main screen, we have a list of packages available to download. It's always showing the latest version. For example, if package got two versions, here will be represented the latest version. Because it's made with Bootstrap, it's responsive. It will work on cell phone, on iPad, it doesn't matter what. I'm keeping metadata but I have some issues with metadata for the packages, which need some discussion with you guys, because you're producing packages and I'm simply keeping them. And we will get to this point. I have search for the packages. I have search for description, for version, for category, for everything. You simply go online and make a search package. To do upload, this is the important part. First, you need to register yourself on the repository as a packager. Actually, this is a thing which is missing in TIP 55, I think, so you're using, about metadata information. Right now, metadata you define for the package is the creator, the people who help to create the code, but there is no information about the packager who made the package available to the people. So maybe we need to think about it. You simply introduce your name, real name. You can use whatever name you want, because I think it's against some regulation or laws or something like that. Email, password, you need to do CAPTCHA to prevent whatever it is like people are doing there. After that, you do login, and you need to upload your public key. Public key you create, it's a simple script. I have a helper scripts for Windows and Linux to create a public key. You create a private public key for what purpose? I want these packages to be secure, more or less. Of course, it's a public repository. Nobody can prove, like, okay, this package wasn't like modified inside code or whatever it is. But I want to have more or less secure environment. So before you upload the package, you need to create your public, private key, sign your package. No, before you sign, send email to me, because I know I want to know you guys, you know, like, so I can approve you as a packager. That's all. After that, you can upload your new, for example, new public key, doesn't matter. You sign the package and upload it here. So the information I need from you, it's a package name, package version, small description, license, category, platform this package is for example, Mac, Linux, Windows, zip file with the package itself, and zip file with the signature. It will be created automatically with the scripts provided here. I can show you in the help menu. Also, there is a metadata part. It's right now it's optional. Why? Because I found a lot of packages which got no information. Who created them? Tickle is so old, like 40 years, I don't know, maybe older than me. So, like, sometimes I don't know official URL for the package. Sometimes I don't know, like, who the creator is. Like, I know Andreas, like, got so many packages, I've put the whole TCL lib library in there, so I had to copy your name, like, mostly in every package, you know, like in metadata.
Yeah, okay, with Tickle-lib, I am sort of a supervisor.
Yes, I know, yeah, but okay, I need to stay like contributor, right? So you did something, yeah.
Yeah,
so I want to respect the people, the work they did, so every time I had, oh, okay, it's Andreas again. Okay, let's do it. Let's. Yeah. Okay, so there is a. Okay. Okay. When you log in, you can see, for example, Sixuruk is my nickname. I'm using Tickle Chat, whatever it is. So when you log in, you have your published packages. Right now, I'm the biggest publisher because I did all the upload of the packages. But, okay, there is one feature which is not working right now, it's edit, because okay, I've come to the point I understood, okay, I did an upload of package. This package belongs to somebody else, right? So I need to, for example, if someone decided, let's see, Kidom, it's in the repository. So I'm a packager right now because I uploaded the first version, but if the owner of Kidom decided to get control of this package and upload newer versions, I can, I should be able to edit ownership and pass ownership to the right person. So this feature I will implement probably when I come back home. Delete, if you upload a wrong package, something wrong with that, maybe you, I don't know, something happens. Sometimes you need to delete. But this feature is available only for the packages you uploaded and your packager of this package. Okay, so you cannot delete the packages from another person, which makes sense. Okay, also I've created it's a proof of concept of TPM, because we need a repository and we need a package manager. It's a simple interface which downloads the packages from the repository. It's like KeyCup, no? From ActiveState. So basically it got simple commands like install. It will show you installed packages. It will show what type of package it is, if it has a package index or maybe it's TCL module, TM. Commands like, it has also help, if you type help, it will show. Commands like available will show a list of packages available in the repository, their number, like version, the type of operating system. Like in this case, it shows only TCL or TK, right? But for example, for packages for Windows or Mac, it will show Mac or Windows. And a small description. How it works. You type, for example, in this screen, what we have here. Okay, here I'm installing SHA-1. Like small command. So what is happening? It's connecting to repository in real time, fetching new, maybe updated list of packages, download it, and install it. For now, the obstacles I found when creating a repository. I'm, for example, before I started, I based my ideas on this main tip 55. In Tickle, which describes a metadata for the packages. What fields it should have, like name, packager, version, this and that. Real life, it's not the same. Yeah, you know, guys, you're producing packages, yes. So, okay, there is no, this tip is not a standard way, it's just suggestion, right? There is no like standard definition or some kind of ISO or whatever it is supposed to be like. So when I started launching, like putting packages into repository, I found out I did a mistake. For example, upper lowercase for packages name. Because it's not described anywhere. Like I'm using Tickle for 20 years and I always thought packages should always start with small letter, the name. Actually not, okay, it's my bad, I will fix it. Yeah, after that I've just, okay, in this tip is described version of the package. It's written there, package supposed to have three numbers. Many of the packages got only two. Why, people? Why? It's your tip, it's not mine. So, another question about versioning, this alpha, beta. Okay, I found a lot of packages which is alpha for 15 years, and it's working, and everyone is using it. Why it's alpha? It's 15 years of production, like, why? Okay. Another question, okay, how I'm going to distribute binary packages? Sometimes, like, okay, we are producing packages which is multi-platform, which can work on Windows, Mac, whatever it is, and we pack it and send it as one. But it's not the correct way for the package repository. For example, if I'm running Docker container, I don't care about Windows packages. I just want to grab a package which brings Linux libraries, right? Or maybe Mac also, doesn't matter. So for now, I'm a little bit stuck. What we should do, should be split. Who is going to do this? Like, in my category, in my platform list, drop-down list, there is a drop-down list. Actually, I've added a multi-platform like operating system, yeah? So it means this package got multi-platform files inside. The problem is, in my TPM, I need to know what platforms are inside. Yeah, I cannot assume it's a multi-platform, but for all platform tickle supported, no. Yeah, so I saw packages which are supporting Linux and Windows, but not supporting OpenBSD, things like that. So this is my obstacle right now in the repository part. Bundles. What I'm going to do with bundles, like tcllib, tklib. Bundles are a collection of packages. But from the point of view of repository, it's not correct. I can provide tcllib or tklib. Is it correct? I think ActiveState has this option, right? I don't remember. You can download the tcllib, no?
It only package? One package.
One package, there's one package, okay. Yeah.
Also, otherwise we have tons of dependencies because also all the tkLib packages depend on each other.
Right. So another problem, it's popular packages names often clash. I found some packages which got the same name and doing different things. Map. Yeah, there is a map, I think, in tkLib, which is working with map, okay, actual geographical maps. And there is another package, map, it's some kind of dictionary or something like that. Yeah, yeah, so it should be, I don't know, discussion of how you name your package, some rules, some verification before you upload. In my case, how do I do conflict resolution in the repository? If you try to upload a same name package, same version, same system, I will assume, a different version, but same system and same name, I will assume it's an update of this package. But in reality, in real life, what happened to me, I've uploaded a package with, it got the same name, same system, it was in tkLib. So in reality, what happened? Two different packages, which are doing different things. Okay, obstacles with TPM. Binary packages like third-party libs, include files, executables. We need to redistribute them also. For example, in the case of NX, when I compile NX scripting, it's producing two folders. Like, which with the code is some include files, right? New stuff. So, How do I know where I need to copy include files? Where? Should they go to the system include files or inside Tickle installation?
I mean, that means these are built for people who want to make other C extensions based on X.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's an install location which is configured by the configure script, and if you have a dependent package, you should use the same path more or less to the same include files. I mean, you don't need it in the installation when you just use it, but if you want to develop something with this, then you need it. Just to forget.
Okay. Yeah, we can see it.
It's the same thing with Tickle. I mean, you have some Tickle includes, do you need them or not? I mean, if you're simply an end user of Tickle, you don't care about the H files. If you want to develop something, you should point to the right library files. It's exactly the same situation.
Okay, maybe we should split even more, like for example Ubuntu does, what they do, they deliver a package itself, and they have like packages for developers, like with dev extension. So it means, okay, should we go this way also? For example, in the case of this, okay, should I create two packages, like one for development and one for actual use? Okay, it's a question to discuss later. Bundle installs. There is some ways, for example, in case of tcllib and tkalib, there is install script, so I can create automatic install, so it will download and install it. But it just the case for tkllib and tkalib, but what about another one? Who is going to create the scripts for installation? Okay, for example, if I want to place tkcon, this console for tk, in my repository, how I'm going to install it? Because it must be installed in bin folder, for example, like under tkl installation, or I can install it in bin folder under Linux. So I should create some install script before like uploading package. This, I don't know, it's a question for producers of these packages. Another problem I've encountered, it's unstable internet connection speed. What happened, I'm using HTTP package to download and packages from repository, but where I live, I did a bad thing. I've changed my local provider to Starlink provider, and connection always drops some packages. So sometimes it takes, in my case, it takes like 40 seconds to download a list of 10 packages. It's a bad thing. And there is no HTTP3 package in Tickle right now. I don't know, maybe somebody is working on it. It's more stable. It's different way to deal, but this is the future. Somebody should start it. I don't know. Just,
I have it on my to-do list.
Yeah, I know. I think it's student of yours. Some.
But it was just HTTP2. We will skip the 2 version and go to the 3 version.
Please. Thank you. Okay. Also, I need to deal with name version conflict resolutions. For now, I don't know how to deal it like correctly with that, because I think it must come from, I don't know, core team to define this, okay, how names should be before we start naming our packages like the same names, like. That's all. My roadmap, future plans for now. I need a package which can scan packages, independent from operating system. I cannot rely on like try load package and use it, because okay, my repository is in running on Docker container, but if somebody uploads a macOS package, I need to extract metadata automatically from that. Right now I've created small, it's a class. I'm using Next Scripting framework, but probably I should convert it to Tickle package and upload it also. In this part, I need help if someone knows a package which does metadata extraction from the packages. Please let me know. I think there is none at all. No? Okay. Dependency resolution. I did some work on it. I'm keeping dependencies in database. Actually, it's a list. What I'm doing, I'm extracting information from package index from the code itself also. I'm creating a list of other packages needed for dependency. And I do scan for the next level also, like one down. For example, if one package depends from another package and this package depends from another package, this third one I'm not scanning. I'm doing only two levels down. And I think it's enough in case of Tickle. We don't need to go to rabbit hole and like go into like, in the end we will understand we still need a Tickle. My future plans are translation to another languages. Probably German, looks like. Maybe new domain. Right now I'm hosting on my subdomain, but I don't know. Maybe places under DCL, DK, so people can find it faster. And so I'm going to place community features like ratings, comments, and so people can complain this package doesn't work or whatever it is, so we can answer faster. Okay, thank you. Do you want to see a small presentation how it works? It's really fast.
Max.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
TK chat questions.
Yes, there are some questions in the chat room.
Yeah.
The first one, what about storing the source of binary packages and building them at install time? Then you don't have to worry about binary compatibility and you don't have to trust that the binary corresponds to the source. This approach is followed by most existing repos, excluding Java and so on.
What do you mean?
So the proposal is the source code of the package is downloaded when you from the package manager, and then you build it locally on the machine.
So it goes again. It goes to source code repository. I don't care about source code.
I mean, I think Paul Obermeier has a complex setup running actually cross compiling. I mean, All he does is more that he checks whether this package compiles. It doesn't check regression test because many of the packages don't have regression test. But still, I think it's a starting point, and I think it's a place where one could check. I mean, it's not perfect. I mean, there are always platforms in the world outside which are not covered, but still, the major platforms can be covered this way. I think it would be at least worth of looking what he has done and trying, because he's also automatic building it. I mean, it's not something where...
Yes, I understand, but I don't want to spend my time trying to compile and try to solve it. So I want like community do that. So if you want to redistribute your package, just compile it and upload it. You know, if it's working 100%. Because, I compiled some packages by myself, but I'm not sure if I did it correctly.
Yeah. See, I mean, should I compile it for every PSD version?
Just latest one.
But latest one. There's an open PSD, there's free PSD, you name it. I mean, and there are different platforms for PSD. There's an ARM platform, there's
I understand,
Should I have all of this thing installed? I mean, it's easier with a cross-compiler just doing it.
Yeah.
It's a long-awaited feature, and long thing, so sorry for critical question.
No, not critical. Paul has in his cross-compiled binaries. If you check out from a different system, you can download
yes.
Not a source code.
Yeah, actually.
You can get this in your repository.
Yes, I know. Actually, I did like copy it from that. But you know, there is so many packages you don't even know they exist. Like, okay, from my TPM, it's an example. Okay, from my TPM, okay, where is it? Like, let me. Okay, so let me small. Do we have time? Still have time, yeah. Right? I've tried to be as fast as possible. Okay. You see these colors?
Okay.
Actually, I spent 2 days just trying to make things beautiful. Okay? And after that, I found there is a guy. Sorry, maybe he's here or maybe he's not. He created a package which does exactly the same.
Yeah,
you know, I spent 2 days reinventing the wheel because I didn't know this package existed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
And ITCL and ITCL.
Yeah. So.
I have one question from from the streaming chat. Donald Fellows asks, is it possible to have older package versions?
Yes. For example, let me show. I don't know if we need the feature to show it. For example, I have a published packages here. Let's say, I don't know what package I've...
And maybe I add to this question, what happens if I rely on an older version and suddenly a new version pops up? Will it still be there? Will I still be able to download it? Or will it go away suddenly?
No, it will be there in database. But I don't know if I should show it. I was thinking about like showing the home screen. So, for example, let's say this package has LDAP. This is the latest version right now. Mm-hmm. But I can show the oldest version also, and possibility to download. Actually, you can download because each package got a unique ID. Mm-hmm. Even older version you can download. Mm-hmm. But for now, I don't have a user interface for it, or because I'm not like you said, guys. I don't remember what presentation it was. You were saying some people are still using version 7 or 8, or like 8.5? 8.5? Yes. So, yeah.
My question is, will the tool to list the installed packages also show me which of my packages are outdated, which I might need to update?
Yeah, really it's a nice feature. As I said, this TPM package manager, it's a proof of concept. But I can end it.
Or in a similar way, I'm running Tickle 9. Does this package run on Tickle 9? Just show, give me the packages which are compatible with my version. It would be nice.
Okay, no problem. It's easily done.
You have to collect the metadata and you know, should know is it working with which version and so on.
Yeah.
There is a version more about the repository itself. So if I as a package packager, I take some third party, some open source package and just put it here for, let's say, for my platforms that I can hold of, for Linux and maybe for Solaris, for example. And then someone else also likes this package and says, okay, would be nice to have this package for another platform as well. Is there some synergy that it will recognize that they are actually the same packages just for the different, or will every uploaded package with its platform will be a separate item?
Okay, I have a list of platform. base platform. So when you upload a package, okay, let's say you did a package for BSD, right? So it's same name, it's same version, but description can be different, completely different. License the same category, but different platform. So my uploaded package and your uploaded package will be shown.
They just exist.
Yes.
So the question would be if there could be another identifier that I say this is actually the package. Well, I know you don't want to keep the source, but just that I have the package source somewhere, and that you say, okay, if there are more packages for different platforms that all reference the same source, that they could be maybe grouped together or something.
Yeah, in metadata we have URL, so basically all the packages I uploaded here, so you can click and go to documentation from official sources. Yeah.
Okay, last question.
So many questions.
It's hot topic.
Several comments from the remote users. One with respect to the interrupting connection is that you could retry and resume requests. Another about the quick support. So Donafello points out that the community should have to decide about UDP support in detail for quick. Then another one that OpenSSL has already support for it, so that's about the HTTP3. Then Torsten says, great initiative for package manager. Question to Max, did you consider this wiki page on package metadata? So there is a page in
Yeah, actually, this is the name, I participate in this discussion.
And another comment by Donna, that source packages, so tickle-only packages could have their own platform tag like source or maybe tickle.
No,
I
have tickle, for example. This is platform. Okay, for example, I'm differentiate between, for example, TK. TK, it's a package which needs graphical user interface. Yeah, because I'm mostly working with servers, so, but I need people to know, okay, we have Windows 64, it's just an example, it's not all the packages in the world there, but I'm working on this,
And the last comment was, controversial to the previous one, to push the build problem onto another party and not into the package manager. Mm. So like, for example, Peter, fetch the ready built BABT package, but not build it on your side or on the user side. So the package management should be separated from building.
Yes, I think so.
That's all for now.
I have one last comment from Donald also. He suggests that the practical way to get to a standard is to make a system that rewards people for following the rules in the proposed standard. He suggests that
actually,
a reward system to get people to produce better packages, so to say.
Yes, Tickle is really nice with all this freedom. People are doing whatever they want, but sometimes you need to put people in line. You know, like basically, I'm doing this. For example, if you didn't notice, I'm not accepting alpha beta versions, like proposed. I'm accepting only three numbers. What I did when I put the packages inside, I assumed the third number, for example, missing from a lot of TCL lib libraries, I'm missing the third number, I put zero in. But it also creates a problem, for example, for TPM, package manager, what is happening. In official code, it's two numbers, and I'm saving three. So when I go and say uninstall package, for example, delete package, let's say SHA, whatever it is, and it has only two numbers, the system cannot find it because it stays like three numbers. So maybe we need to unify, fix some little problems. Yes.
I think there are sometimes four numbers.
I've seen it, four numbers. Yeah, you're right.
I think are four numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we continue to discuss later on.
Yeah.
We don't have this. Can you please unshare?
Yes.
stop the screen sharing so I can stop sharing.